It's time to get to higher or lower in just a moment. Said that Ryan's seat's getting a little bit warmer.
How you feeling? I feel fine.
Oh, you do?
Well, I have a cold, but I do not have a fever.
But it's
my seat is not warm.
It's not related to higher or lower, is what you're saying?
Better have the fever for some higher and lower.
I certainly do have that fever for higher or lower. So let's get to it. I just want people to know some of Ryan's baseball numbers are just mind-boggling how closely he follows some of this stuff. It's really, really impressive. I'm expecting a big-time performance for Ryan, so we'll see what happens.
And you want to know a fun fact?
Yes.
Because Freddie Freeman slumped a little at the end of the year, the batting title, in air quotes, for the Braves players in specific was Ozzie Albies, who hit .295 to Freeman's .294.
Wow.
Just wanted to warm you up with that one.
Interesting.
I did not know that. I am now warmed up. So let's get to it. It's higher or lower. Here's some Braves pitching ERAs. Let's get it.
There are a lot of numbers that are involved with sports. It takes a business degree to keep up with them. Luckily, we know someone with one of those. It's Sports Calls Higher or Lower with Ryan Lavoie.
Ryan, I think I got about 12 pitchers that we're going to run through for Braves. A couple of these guys acquired at the deadline. Their ERAs with the Braves only, all right?
Sounds good.
We're going to start with Shane Green. You just want to take a guess at what his ERA is? I'm going to give it to you, but this doesn't count.
Are you going
to
hate me if I know it exactly? I think it's 4.01.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 4.01. All right. So we're off to a good start then, I guess. All right. So from 4.01, Mike Soroka, higher or lower, Ryan?
His is like 2.75 or 6 or something like that. So Mike Soroka is much lower.
It is lower, 2.68.
Okay.
Mike Soroka's ERA. Fultonevich, Ryan, higher or lower from 2.68?
Fultonevich is higher. He's around 4.34, 4.40, somewhere in there.
It is higher, 4.54.
Okay.
The ERA for Mike Fultonevich, 2 for 2 so far. Luke Jackson, higher or lower from 4.54?
3.86, I think, is his. He is lower.
Goodness gracious. 3.84,
wow.
The ERA for Luke Jackson. What a great last name. All right, Ryan, here is a fun one. Charlie Culberson, higher or lower than 3.84?
I think he gave up a bomb, but now I'm confused.
2 innings of work on the year for Charlie Culberson.
I'm going to say he gave up 2 runs, and so his ERA is 9, and I'll say he's higher.
Ah! Oh. 0.
Wow. That's a cheap shot, by the way. That's a complete cheap shot, and I demand a redo.
All right, moving on. From 0, Ryan.
Higher.
Julio Teheran.
It's like 3.82 or something. It's higher.
This is scary. 3.81. Dallas Keuchel from 3.81.
I think it's 3.56-ish, so it's lower.
It is lower, not quite as low. 3.75.
Oh, okay.
So from 3.81 to 3.75. What about Jerry Blevins from 3.75?
I always thought he was bad, but he somehow had a lower ERA whenever I saw him pitch and worked in the box score. He always was lower than I thought, so I'm going to say he's lower as at like 3.4. No.
3.90, ouch. So fairly close to Keuchel, but 3.90 the ERA for Braves reliever Jerry Blevins. Still good. We're going to turn this
still
around.
Still mad about the Culberson thing.
From 3.90 to Josh Tomlin, is that higher or lower?
Oh, boy. Random relievers. Yeah, you gotta love them.
You do love them. That's the thing.
I think he's lower.
He is.
3.7?
7.4.
Yeah.
3.74. All right, now again, ERAs with the Atlanta Braves. Mark Melanson from 3.74.
So his ERA in this season, I think, is like 3.6-something, but I think it was 3.4 or 5-something when he got traded, which means it'd have to be a little higher. So I think it's 3.85 and therefore higher, something in there.
3.86, the ERA for Mark Melanson. It is higher. What about Max Fried from 3.86?
So one of the deals, not trying to rag on him, but just taking this opportunity to say this is why the win-loss isn't everything for a starting pitcher, because he was like I don't know, 16-7 or something in there, but with about a 4 even ERA. If he pitches for the Mets, say, he's probably at 500 or below. He has Jacob DeGrom syndrome, but unfortunately Atlanta scored a lot of runs, so he's higher. He's run 4 even.
He is higher. You want to take a guess?
I have 4.01 or something,
4.02. 4.02.
Okay.
The ERA for Max Fried. And then finally, from 4.02, the last one, Sean Newcomb, higher or lower?
Newcomb had a quality year as a reliever. I think he was low threes, like 3.1 or 3.0, something like that. So he was lower.
3.16. It was lower. Higher or lower with Ryan Lavoie?
Charlie Culberson, please.
That's good stuff, Ryan.
Yeah, I don't.
Culberson wasn't. He did pitch for the Braves. And he pitched multiple times. And he's still on the team. Oh, we didn't put anybody in there that's not currently a part of the Atlanta Braves.
Well, he's not going to be on the playoff roster, so...
Fair.
But, yeah.
That wasn't fair that we did.
I don't mind missing Blevins because he's probably the least recognized. Him and Swarzak are probably the least recognizable relievers the Braves have. He's only higher than Keuchel by about a tenth of a point, so.
So 12 ERAs that we just ran through. How well do you think I would have done with that?
You would have gotten 4 or 5. I would hope to God you would have gotten Soroka's because he's lower than everybody. And you know, I think you would have tripped up on the Fried thing because I don't think people realize that Fried's ERA.
I definitely would have tripped up on the Fried thing.
His ERA was very average to a little below average actually, but. And sometimes that's how it works because Julio had a slightly lower ERA than Max Fried, yet he had around a 500 win-loss record. So sometimes it's about the team you play on. Sometimes it's just a random oddity each year that you just get the benefit of the runs and some guys don't. So that's why Fried is starting fourth because – we assume he's starting fourth. We don't know that the Braves will necessarily even play 4 games in the first series, but that's why he's not the first or second guy out, because while his record might indicate that he should be one of the first couple guys out there, ERA-wise, it's just okay.
Sure.
So I think he stands out.
Peavy, Wonder Boy did it again.
Not surprised.
Yeah. Him and his numbers, man.
I would have done about as good on that as I do at the Sports Call Trivia, which is not very good.
Bonus content. I think Acuna hit like 281 this year after getting to 299 the same time Albies reached 300 for a brief day. So I think the weight of trying to hit. Yeah, it was either 279. It was right on the other side of 280. It was either 279 or 281. He kind of dropped off there because of that 40 home run chase. And I think it was really weighing on him. So where he lost about 20 points off his average and of course missed the last few games of the year as well. So preventing him from getting that 40 stolen base mark, certainly a great season by his, by anyone's caliber. And he didn't need the 40 stolen bases to validate himself, but I think you could see him pressing for those homers at the end there.
280. Is what Ronald Acuna Jr. found.
Well, I skirted it. 281, 279, the average is 280. So.
That's so good, man. Let's just continue. We've got a couple of minutes here before we go to our final break. We'll go there pretty quickly. Just for fun, Ryan, let's just throw this out there, see how well you could do. It's his second year in the league. Acuna Jr. played in the postseason last year.
What was
his batting average over those 4 games? 16 at-bats.
I'll be honest with you. I have no earthly idea. I don't remember postseasons as well. Obviously, we all remember the Grand Slam. I'm going to guess he was 4 of 16, but I that's not – don't know. I'm going to guess he's 4 of 16 and 250.
He was 3 for 16.
Okay.
The batting average at 188, 5 strikeouts, walked once, 4 RBIs, all of those came on the Grand Slam,
yeah. So not a big postseason, but I mean, that's the thing is you have such a small sample size. Freddie Freeman for a 16 at bat period could go 2 for 16. You could also go 10 for 16. I mean, that's the state of baseball sometimes. Now, if you do it over multiple years, then you have a problem. And a guy like Alex Rodriguez comes to mind because A-Rod put up several years of only hitting around 200 and only hitting maybe 1 home run when he's clearly capable of hitting a home run every other game, that kind of thing. So I'm not worried about Acuna going 3-for-16 because, I mean, that's four games of at-bats. But, you know, it's certainly something that you can have some crazy numbers if you don't play a lot of games because you're talking about 16 at-bats. So you said 180. What was that for
188.
188 for 3-of-16. If he was 4-of-16, he would have been 250. So he would have risen the average 60 points just for one more hit. So that's kind of how crazy those small sample sizes can distort numbers sometimes.
All right, so the Atlanta Braves player with the most postseason at-bats right now, Josh Donaldson, and it's only five more ABs
than Freeman
than Brian McCann
okay.
has had in his career. Shot in the dark, Josh Donaldson, postseason batting average, right?
Well, first, is it around?
He's had 131 at-bats.
Okay, I was going to guess around 100 at-bats. So 131 at-bats. I don't know. We'll go 244 or so.
275.
Okay.
Josh Donaldson's batting average.
I mean, that average is solid. My guess was not great. But, you know, there
you go. You're your toughest critic. This is so fast. I really do want people to give this guy credit for, and this is just a shining example of how closely Ryan Lavoie does follow box scores. One more for you. Brian McCann. His batting average.
So he's, 126 at-bats then?
Yes.
He was five less than Donaldson. Some of that's with Atlanta. Some of that's with Houston. Some of that's with New York.
Yep. He's played
a little bit
four
of
postseasons with Atlanta, one in 2015 with the Yankees, and he's been part of the last five postseasons.
Okay.
With the, the last 2 years with
Well, his career average is around 250, so we'll stick somewhere around there. We'll go to 37.
He's actually struggled in the postseason.
Okay.
For Brian McCann's career, a 170
Yikes.
Batting average.
Wow, I wouldn't have known. I would have
one, 170, the career batting average
see,
for Brian
you just,
McCann in the postseason.
You, but you see, you just don't know because you say 170, that's horrible, and that's fair to say the dude's not that good in the postseason, but when you're talking 126 at-bats, that's about a fifth of the season. That's about a 30-game stretch or so. And that's not even – that's a decent-sized sample size. But once again, I can use the same analogy I used earlier. Freddie Freeman will have a month in a season where he hits around 200 even. He'll also have a month where he hits near 400 even because that's baseball and that's the stretches you can go from. So, yes, that's very cold for Brian McCann. But if you're talking about a 250 career hitter, which he is – okay, 75 points one way, 75 points the other way. That's very reasonable to happen in that kind of sample size.
Freddie Freeman plays first base for the Atlanta Braves. 39 postseason plate appearances, 36 at-bats. Freddie Freeman, talk about average, 333 his postseason batting average
nice.
In his career.